I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Tom Lydon is here right now. He joins us each week from ETFtrends.com. That is his website. And it not only gives you his picks, the things that he likes, sees trending, might be buying or selling. It also gives you everything you need to know to be a good ETF investor. And that means, well, beyond just here's the names of solid ETFs. It's all the research tools and everything you could want to know about the ETF industry. It's ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. And Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
the VanEck Vectors Coal ETF, ticker symbol KOL.
KOL, the VanEck Vectors Coal ETF. Coal, Tom. Coal. Really? Because although coal has been way up this year, is this like, hey, I believe in Donald Trump and I'm going in that direction? Or is there something more here? I mean, with the big rally that coal has staged this year, I'm not going to be surprised if you say we've gotten above the 200-day moving average. I'm just still surprised coal.
Well, you're right. We have gotten above the 200-day average. I don't think Donald Trump had a lot to do with it. Really, coal, although it's always been a big part of the U.S., is even more a part of China. China is one of the biggest producers of coal and users of coal in the world. And with that great demand and also new regulations, we've actually seen mines not operating 24/7 the way they have over many years, but actually cutting down and giving miners a little bit more quality of life. And with that, that's cut the supply of coal, which has actually affected the overall price. So that's been a big part of the news that we've seen so far in 2016, and that's helped the VanEck Vectors Coal ETF appreciate by over 110%. So I know one thing that we always look at, Chuck, is, yes, the 200-day average, and if we've missed the run, we're also getting on to the very chilly time of year. So coal production is not keeping up with demand, and as we see colder weather here in the U.S. and over in China, there's even going to be greater demand, which may help drive up the prices further.
You know, normally when I'm talking to you about assets, I'm saying, well, hey, people already have exposure to this in their broadly diversified portfolio, but you don't have a lot of focus on coal pretty much no matter what you own. So this is a big diversifier, but that begs two questions. One, how much are you willing to let this be in your portfolio? Two, where's the money coming from?
Well, Chuck, you're bringing up a great point. I mean, we've had a 30-year bull market in bonds, a 7-year bull market in stocks. Investors are going to start talking about alternative asset classes that don't necessarily correlate with the S&P 500. Here's a classic example. If you really feel like you can pick apart certain sectors or asset classes or even trends in the marketplace that might be different than your normal mutual fund portfolio, it makes sense to do that, but do that in a smart way. Following a simple 200-day average is a great way to do that. Follow it and buy it when it's above. Sell when it goes below. That way you protect your downside.
People should understand that when we talk about VanEck Vectors Coal, KOL, that we are talking about a fund that invests in the miners and the coal companies, and not, this is not a commodity fund where you actually would be holding coal futures and things like that, correct?
Correct. It's not like buying GLD, the gold ETF, where they have vaults full of coal. That would be a little bit difficult based on the volume. So yes, it's the miners, and they're miners from around the world. Actually, within this index, 25% of the miners are actually in China, 17% in the U.S., and then Australia, Indonesia, Canada kind of all come into play. So it's a global opportunity as far as global coal miners. However, coal, like other commodities, are traded around the world and tend to be fairly priced, not depending on what country you're in.
From the perspective of the election, I mean, like I said, Trump has been saying he would get coal miners their jobs back. Do you have any worry at all that there will be any sort of post-election decline if we trust the polls, which not everybody does, but if we trust the polls and the outcome is what is now being forecast, do you worry at all? And again, with this being a 200-day moving average thing, is that your trigger for selling?
Yeah, we have decent production here in the U.S. However, it's not going to affect the price if Trump does lose the election. I think it has, however, brought a lot of emphasis, and it's shown the spotlight on a certain part of our country that really depends on the coal mines for jobs. And I think we're going to have to continue to address that. However, as we all know, as the price of coal increases, the value of those mines here in the U.S. continue to increase as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if we continue to see more production coming out of U.S. mines.
There you have it. It's the ETF of the week, Van Eck Vectors Coal. Ticker symbol KOL, above the 200-day moving average, up over 100% this year alone, and still time to buy, according to Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. If you want more information, check out the website, because they'll give you everything you need to know on ETF investing. Beyond that, you can follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon, and the firm is at ETF Trends on Twitter. Well, that was a great way to start the Thursday edition of Money Life. But a great start requires much more follow-up, and we're going to prove to you that we've got it if you stay through this message. This is Money Life. We'll be right back.